the darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter. And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed. And a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed." And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, in case you didn't notice, the atmosphere, the aura, the feeling of Christmas, it continues past Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Indeed, all the Christmas leftovers, they last some time, some 3 to 4 days after that big Christmas meal. And do not forget all those goodies from Christmas, all those cookies, all of those decorations, all of those little sweet treats in the house. They definitely linger on this past week as you munch around the Christmas. Christmas songs will even continue to flood your memory, and you will hum them around the house. It is true, no doubt about it, that this aura and this feeling of Christmas, they continue sometime after the events of Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. That is, my friends, until we meditate on today's sad thoughts in our gospel reading from the Gospel of Luke. Today, with reluctance, our happy and our warm Christmas thoughts are brought before our gospel reading, where they actually collide with some sad thoughts. I hate to burst our Christmas bubble. However, it is true that our celebration of Christmas, that celebration of the manger, the humming of Silent Night, all of this bumps rather sharply and rudely into Simeon's confession in the Gospel of Luke. Simeon's confession, no doubt about it, is this, that Jesus is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel. Yes, fresh from the manger, we go straight to Simeon, and we hear from Simeon that Jesus, the Christ child, that child who lay in the manger, is destined for the rising and the falling of many. He will be a sign that will be opposed by many. Now, I know what you may be feeling at this time. You think to yourself, well, last Sunday we heard Merry Christmas, and we heard the good news that unto us a child was born. And now we hear that this same child, this very same child that lay in that manger, will wreak havoc and stir the pot. Now, considering this, why has the historical church meditated on Simeon's confession, and why has it chosen to do this the Sunday right after Christmas, when we haven't even picked up all the decorations and put away all of that tinsel yet? Otherwise stated, why does the church ask us to meditate on these sad thoughts while still within the sight of that manger? Surely the historical church, those who went before us, they do wish us to celebrate a joyous and happy Christmas. Yet the church was assigned this gospel reading the Sunday immediately after Christmas to remind us that Christmas is not sheer poetry. To rephrase this a bit, when all the Christmas songs have been sung, when we are done oohing and aahing over that Christ child in that manger, swaddled in that manger, there remains a reality that God did not send his son into the world to make us feel all warm and fuzzy, but rather Christ Jesus, he came down from heaven to earth, to a real broken earth to redeem it, a real world with all of its ugliness, all of its hurt, all of its pain. Yes, Jesus came to redeem this world, and to do that would require hurt and pain and blood and conflict and all sorts of raw suffering. This redemption would truly, it would rattle the earth, confuse earthly wisdom, divide mankind, and cause some people to fall and some to rise. This is exactly what Simeon points out to Mary, to Joseph, to you, and to me in our gospel reading from the Gospel of Luke. As Simeon, as he took the young baby into his arms, we get a sense that he became very serious at that point. He beheld an appalling sight. As he held the baby, Jesus, in his arms, he confesses that this child would be the rise and the fall of many. Indeed, Jesus and his life would bring about much opposition in Israel. Instead of being accepted and loved and cherished as the Savior of all, Jesus would be met. He would be met with rejection and suffering. This was a dark picture, my friends, and a terrible announcement to which Mary had to listen. Hearing this was like a sword piercing Mary's own heart. Mary, who once looked down upon that child in her womb, would eventually have to look up at this child on a cross, crucified, bloodied. The pleasant kicks and those hiccups from Jesus in the womb would soon turn to jolts of suffering and sighs of agony on a cross as Jesus died for the sins of the world. Now, for us today, this is not a very pleasant announcement. It is not a very Christmassy message for us to hear only a week after Christmas. Furthermore, it challenges the modern-day assumption that Jesus is only about love and roses and peace and happiness and tolerance. In other words, in the midst of our pleasant Christmas feelings, we most definitely hear this jarring. It is. It's a jarring message from Simeon. A very jarring message. It's a message that tells us that the Lord's birth marks the beginning of a hard and bitter life for Jesus Christ. His life would bring about that rising and the falling of many. It would bring about conflict and healing. All of this, though, it leads us to ask right here and right now, does this very Jesus that we have confessed, that we have heard, does this very Jesus cause us to rise or to fall? Now, dear friends, there's no room to wiggle out of this question. There's no way to skirt around Simeon's great confession, because Simeon confesses that there will be rising and falling of many due to Christ. Otherwise stated, this Christ is like a rock that will cause people to stumble and fall, or he will be a rock that lifts people up to stand sure, which means that he will either cause you and me to stumble over him or to be raised high on a solid foundation. So today, we must ask ourselves, is this Christ child, the one that was born that Christmas long ago, is he your rising or is he your falling? Now, to you who spiritually pull yourself up by your own bootstraps, to you who say, help me up, but do not do everything for me, for I am not a beggar, but I am capable of doing some of it by myself, to you who consider yourself a bit less sinful than your neighbor, to you who depend on your works and seek your own righteousness, well, Christ is a stumbling block to you. Like it or not, you cannot do Christianity, a life apart from the Lord, thus making the Lord less than Almighty. If you cling to your demands and what God must produce for you, well, you are undone. You trip upon the rock and remain under judgment while you lay on your face in the dirt of your sin. Indeed, my friends, you cannot stand in the presence of Christ, for Christ calls for faith, not works. He seeks sick sinners, not self-righteous religious elites. He comes to give to beggars. Yes, he comes to give to beggars, not receive from self-important spiritual superstars. If you try to stand in your own strength, Jesus will knock you down, and he will be the reason for your falling. Repent, my friends. Repent, one and all. Christ is our falling. Fall upon the rock of Christ. Now, let there be no mistake this morning. The person and message of the one in Simeon's arms, Jesus, he causes our falling. He causes all of our human plans, all of our human endeavors, all of our human works to be undone. We are crucified with Christ. However, do not be discouraged, you who have fallen upon Christ. Jesus is also your rising. You see, when we are shown what we truly are, when we despair of ourselves, when we are made to be poor, miserable sinners, and when we confess that we are poor, miserable sinners in thought, word, and deed, well, my friends, we have most certainly fallen. We have been undone, which then changes everything. Indeed, it changes everything. For Christ's child is no longer a rock for our falling, but then becomes that rock for our rising. You see, the Lord, he pours faith into poor, miserable sinners like you and like me. He places the gift of forgiveness and life and salvation into our open hands. He draws you up out of the black waters of sin and hopelessness, and so saves you from eternal death. This happens wherever the sign of the cross is held on high. The shepherds, who we heard about last week, Simeon, the Magi, the prophetess Anna, Mary and Joseph, many loyal souls of ages past, the martyrs, and you, yes, you, blessed baptized saints this day, have been raised upon the rock of Christ. This day you stand upon the rock of Christ, not upon of anything you have done or accomplish any of your own endeavors, but you stand upon the rock of Christ, the one who raises you to life, trusting in the Lord and his gifts. These gifts of faith and forgiveness and life and salvation come to us by the way of a sign. An infant in Simeon's arms, the man dying on the cross, water splashed upon your head in the name of God, and the bread and wine that you eat this day for the forgiveness of your sins. Simply stated, we fall in repentance. Each and every day we fall in repentance, but yet we are raised by his forgiveness. We must all fall so that we all can be raised by him, falling and rising in Christ. Now, regarding many people in ancient Israel, many people in our modern day and age, Jesus will unfortunately be a sign only for their falling. The pride of religious big shots is actually insulted by the idea of falling to the status of poor, miserable sinners. Furthermore, Jesus does not meet people's speculations and specifications all the time. From their perspective, they have no use for what they perceive as an unremarkable, weak beggar savior. They want someone who is useful to them, someone who will advance their social hope, their political agenda, and their religious endeavors. On the other hand, Simeon, Mary, and you receive the baby Savior that brings you death and salvation, your falling and your rising. Now, regarding the falling of Simeon, Simeon knew that his salvation was not in himself. Regarding Simeon's rising, Simeon knew that salvation lay resting in his arms. And Mary? Well, she learned that she had a son, the Christ. Yet she did not have him. He really had her. And for you, my dear friends, you have been plunged into Jesus' death in baptism, and you have been raised anew in the newness of life in that very same baptism. So as it goes with Simeon, and as it goes with Mary, it goes with you. This Christmas Jesus, he actually collides with you, which is death to your self-esteem, which is death to your endeavors, which is death to your spiritual resume. It is death to you specifying who God must be to you. But yet at the very same time, you can take comfort, though it is the one who comes to you that raises you as well, the Christ child. What this all means is this, is because Christ comes to you, collides with you, knocks you down, and raises you up, you can know that you are forgiven and you are raised anew in Jesus. He is with you in your falling and your rising. As it goes with Jesus, so it goes with you. So therefore, this morning, we rejoice. We rejoice with Simeon's rejoicing. We praise God for Simeon's rejoicing, and we rejoice together with one voice. We rejoice in this Savior, in whom we have our falling and our rising, our strength and our preservation, our departure and our salvation. Dear friends, Merry Christmas to you this day. In the name of the one who causes your falling and your rising, Christ Jesus, the Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog at www.pastormattrichard.org or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.ziongwinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.